Okay, now we have some breaking news from our dedicated kale coverage desk here at NPR. You just know someone had to pitch this at our morning news meeting today. Starting today, Chick-fil-A has kale on its menu next to the spicy chicken sandwich and the waffle fries. It's called the Superfood Side, and it has, quote, hand-chopped kale and broccolini, dried cherries and nuts. Here's Chick-fil-A's VP of Menu Strategy and Development, David Farmer, in a promotional video explaining the change in the menu.
We just want to make sure that it just stays relevant. Yeah.
For one man, the irony of all this was just too delicious.
Really, could you script it any funnier than this?
Meet Robert Muller Moore.
But everybody calls me Bo, the Eat More Kale guy.
Eat More Kale is the slogan he prints on a popular series of t-shirts at his studio in Vermont. Back in 2011, he got into a long legal fight with Chick-fil-A over those shirts. The company said it was too close to their tagline, Eat More Chicken. After 3 years, Muller Moore won the fight. He got the trademark to Eat More Kale, and Chick-fil-A was out of his life.
They have capitulated and left me alone. I have not heard hide nor hair from them.
So then Chick-fil-A goes and puts kale on its menu.
And my email blew up with literally hundreds of people writing me in a day saying, could there be anything more ironic than Chick-fil-A now serving nationwide a kale salad? And not only a kale salad, but keep in mind I'm from Vermont. They're offering it with a maple vinaigrette dressing. Out of all the salad dressings in the world, they choose one that is maple syrup based.
We called up Chick-fil-A. A spokesperson there did not answer our question about this irony. She did promise that the new side is delicious. As for Muller Moore, he says the company has not offered to join forces with him to sell those Eat More Kale t-shirts.